This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, 101 Traditions from the Messenger of Mercy sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have a beautiful hadith on the character and morals that we Muslims believers should possess, strive for. I will read the hadith in Arabic and translate and explain the meaning and the lessons, inshallah. أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم. الراوي أبو هريرة. Al-Masdar At-Tirmidhi. This is narrated on the authority of Abu Huraira and reported by Imam Tirmidhi as well as others. This particular text is from Imam Tirmidhi. The perfect believers are those with the best of morals and character. And the best of you are those who are best with their spouses. Of course, it would work both ways. Another tradition reads, خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. Here the narrator is Aisha, the mother of the faithful. Once again, it is in Tirmidhi Sahih. The best among you are those who are the best, who are best to their families, with their wives and children, and I am the best to my family. Iman or faith in Islam is cannot be separated from good works. Allah says in Surah 18, verse 110, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, let him do good works. And our scholars define faith, الْإِيمَانُ تَصْدِيقٌ بِالْقَلْبِ وَقَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ. Faith consists of conviction in the heart, testifying by tongue, by word of mouth, and action involving physical faculties or limbs. Faith increases or decreases according to one's actions. Good deeds help enhance faith, whereas the opposite diminish or undermine it. In this beautiful tradition, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us how our character affects our faith, the quality of our faith. Faith becomes perfect when we have the beautiful character, excellent character. The faith becomes weak or even deficient, totally absent without it, when we are totally deprived of character. Character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. How is character formed? It's through habits we acquire. And habits are actions repeated over a long period of time. So if you continue to act good, it becomes a habit and you become a good person. If you continue to be excellent in the way you treat your spouse, your children, and the neighbors and fellow human beings and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become excellent. Allah praises His Messenger saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed a man of a strong character, sublime character. Surah 68, verse 4. What a great testimony from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Messenger. The Prophet's friends, as well as his enemies, vouched for his excellent character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." Indeed, I have been sent to consummate the noblest of morals and character. In other words, the Arabs had some excellent traits which Islam came to enhance and complete and consummate, take it to the highest peak. The Arabs had qualities of generosity and valor, courage. So, of course, they had some other evil, but the excellent traits that the Arabs had, Islam came to take it to the highest level of perfection. Allah tells us in the Quran that our role model to emulate is none other than the Messenger of Allah. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So emulating, we are to emulate the Prophet. But many of us think emulating the Prophet is limited to acts of worship, and even they make it, take it to brushing the teeth. And of course, in some, say we should carry a staff or stick or whatever, and the length of the beard. Of course, this is a very, very narrow way of looking at the Sunnah of the Prophet. Even more important is the morals and character we have. The essentials of prophetic character are the following. He was a man of Allah, love of Allah, and sincerity, truthfulness, honesty, fairness, compassion, humility, and selfless love for others were the traits, the foundation pillars of prophetic character. So always the Prophet joined faith with morals. There is no concept of faith without, when asked what brings people to paradise, he replied, Taqwallahi wa hasanul khuluq. It is the mindfulness of Allah and good morals. And he also said, Innal mu'mina la yudriku bi husni khuluqihi darajat as-sa'ib al-qayyim. With good morals and character, a believer can attain the rank of those who fast all day and pray all night. According to scholars, good character towards others means hazarding to remove harm from them, rendering acts of kindness, and bearing patiently their offenses and be willing to forgive them. And finally, sparing no effort to help them out with our wealth, power, and influence. After stating the critical role of character, the Prophet goes on to remind us that charity begins at home. In other words, the measure of a person's good character is how he treats his own family. This is a very, very crucial or critical point for all of us, including myself. Every Muslim should take it to heart. For a person may wear masks in public. We are in an age when our leaders wear masks. You have Trump, the perfect example. Wear mask in public, appearing kind and caring, while in fact, he may be the opposite of what he projects outside. So it's a person may be coming to the malls and appear caring and kind, offering rights for others. And of course, he's a different person at home. He's very cruel, stone-hearted, and treat his wife and children harshly. So the Prophet said, the real worth of a person is how he treats his family. Since they are the ones who can vouch for his character, the Prophet challenged us by saying, I am the best to my family. And we know for a certain fact that the Prophet has an unconditional love of every single wife of his, every single family member, kith and kin. Furthermore, he gained the love of all of his companions. So much so that their only wish at the time of death was, now I am going to, soon as I die, I will join my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu, who served the Messenger of Allah 10 years, said of him, ما رأيت أحدا كان أرحم بالليالي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never saw anyone was more loving and kind to his family like the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what are the lessons you and I can carry from this? There are a lot to reflect upon. Iman or faith is a dynamic thing. It can either increase or decrease according to our actions. Good actions help increase and enhance our faith. Bad actions help decrease it or undermine it. Actions are integral to faith. And actions include acts of worship as well as morals and character. Excellent morals is a sign of excellent faith. And our true character is measured by how we treat our own family. And the best certificate, I have certificates from my educational institution in India and Medina University. Of course, they don't give character certificate in U of T or McGill where I studied. But to me, the best character certificate, to me or anyone we can aspire for, is the one we get from our own spouse. So if you get that excellent certificate, inshallah, as the Prophet said, we are khayrun nas, we are the best of people. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.